Okay, good evening, everybody. Today we're continuing in Simon Reish Peichas. We are up to Simon Reish Peichas. See if Gimel, page 130, says the Shulchan Aruch. Adama Masana Bechol Yom, Va'achil B'Shabbos Tzaru Lo, Mepnei Shinui Vesas. A person who typically fasts every single day, and therefore eating on Shabbos is going to be very difficult for him because it will the change in his diet is going to aggravate his stomach. Pirush Davar Kavua, meaning a Vesas means something that's a consistent habit, and you change your eating habits and it causes stomach aches. There are those that say they saw very, very great people do this, an unusual lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, that instead of saying mutter or it's okay, yesh omrim, that they saw really great people doing it, and then he names the person that did it, Rabbi Yudah HaChassid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nehei, v'achila avok shein lo tzar, if it doesn't cause you any tzar, afshe mis'ane al avono samach v'shuva aser, even if you have the most noble reasons to fast, because you're fasting as a sign of tshuva or something like that, it's going to be aser. And similarly, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sim Tavkov Samaches Sivtes that if a person has a yartzeit on Shabbos, he's not supposed to fast on Shabbos either. And the Rama writes that you don't even make up the fast. That's it. You just don't fast that year if a yartzeit falls out on Shabbos. Now, see if David mutul is anos bo tainis chalom. But even though you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos, so today we're learning the exceptions, right? So exception number one is if you're going to get sick from eating, and exception number two is if a person, you're allowed to fast a tainis chalom kadesh yikra gzardino, because if you had a dream that you believe might be indicative of a gzardin against you, so you want to fast a tainis chalom in order to tear up that gzardin. V'tzorach l'sanos biyom rishon kadesh yischaper lo mashabita lo nekshabes. But then you're going to need to fast again on Sunday in order to have kapara for being mevata lo nekshabes by fasting on Shabbos. V'im tashash kocho ve'inu yochol l'sanos shneyam ritzufim. But if it's going to be too difficult to fast 2 days in a row, because you're not strong enough to withstand 2 days in a row fasting, lo yisana biyom rishon v'yisana achar kach, so then you'll make up the fast a different day, meaning you're still going to have to fast for the aver of having fasted on Shabbos, but maybe don't do it on Sunday, you'll do it on a different day if you're going to be too weak to do it on Sunday. Says the Rama, v'kol shkeinim hayu biyom rishon Chanukah, or Rosh Chodesh, or Purim, or Yom Tov, avil Yom Tov shein shel Golios, shein l'sana sad achar kach. And certainly, if Sunday is a day that you're not allowed to fast, it's Chanukah, it's Purim, it's Rosh Chodesh, something like that, so then certainly you're not supposed to fast that Sunday, and you should fast some other day to make up for the missing fast. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah before we go on in the Rama. So it says Mishnah Berurah, Mutul Lishanos from Chaveru Ra Lav Chalom Rabbi Shabbos V'Sipar Lo. If you didn't have a bad dream, but someone else had a bad dream about you and told you about it, Lo Yisana, you should not fast. Av Lemeir Kein B'Chol Yisana. But if that were to happen on a weekday, you should fast. Someone were to say, I had a dream where horrible things happened to you, you do fast for that. Vayin Lo B'Sim Reish Chav Magen Avram Siv Katan Beit. Demisha chalom lo chalom kashal chaveiro yisane veviu kan gama el yiraba ayin sham. But a number of the achorim say that if a person has a bad dream about somebody else, the dreamer should fast. Umashmer shachalim baatzmo yisane kiven shu b'chol. That on a weekday, it's the person who has the dream that fasts, not a person about whom the dream is. V'ulai desham ma'irishen rosal l'sapal l'tzaro. But maybe that's only talking about a case where you don't want to tell the person that you had a bad dream about the person. So maybe if you have a bad dream about somebody else and you tell them, they're supposed to fast. But if you don't tell them, then you're supposed to fast. Tainis chalom, v'gam yivalo kala yom b'torah b'tfil. It's not enough to fast. You're also supposed to spend the day learning Torah and davening v'yischaper lo in order to achieve a proper kapara. U'b'seder ayom kosav diyuchal l'isvado salvanosav k'shemesana. That when you are fasting, you should also say vidui for your sins, k'mo b'chol, just like you would on a weekday. V'ayin lal b'sim reishchav mishra burudu u'bros u'meniko sein lahrosan l'sanos afilu b'chol eli yitnu. A pregnant woman, a nursing woman, should not be fasting a tainis chalom, even on a weekday, nothing to do with Shabbos. They're too weak, it's not proper. They shouldn't be fasting a tainis chalom. If a person was having bad thoughts during the day, and then he had a bad dream that night that relates directly to the bad thoughts that he had during the day, don't fast the tainis chalom. You know what that was. It wasn't a message from the Shemaim. That was a message. Hey, stop watching violent movies and then you won't have violent dreams. That's all that is. In fact, in Orchos Rabbeinu, it says that the Chazon Ish never fasted a Tainas Chalom, and he never did a Hatavas Chalom, and he didn't even say the Ribono Shalom that they say during Birch Kohanim, because he thought that we live in such a scary world. We are always seeing scary things. So he didn't view any of his bad dreams as a Simon Minashmaim, just a Simon that he read the newspapers or that he found out about terrible things that were happening. And sometimes we hear terrible things, and that's the cause of our bad dreams. That's typically what we should assume. B'yom Rishon, Sivkat Neches, V'im B'yom Rishon, Hu Tainis Chova, let's say that Sunday is a day that you have to fast anyway, meaning a person had a bad dream on Friday night, so he fasts on Shabbos. Now he's supposed to fast on Sunday to make up for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos, but Sunday happens to be Kugon Yodzayin B'Tamuz, Zuchadome, happens to be Shavuos B'Tamuz, so he's supposed to fast anyway on Sunday. So can you double dip? Does that count as the fast to make up for fasting on Shabbos?
I'm assuming not, Rabbi.
Filu Tainus, what did you say?
I'm assuming not, because it's two event.
Let's see, Menachem Aaron, let's see. Filu Tainus Yachid Shenag Bochova, or even a Tainus Yachid that that you're knowing as a Chiyuv, Kagon Sheishlo Minuk Kavua Tamid L'Sarus Yom Rishon Shaslichos, or let's say, you know, that a person has a Minuk that they daven on the first day, they fast rather on the first day of Slichos. Eino olalo. It does not count, like Menachem Aaron said. Kivin sha'afim lo yom misani b'Shabbos, hay misani yom zeh. Because even if you wouldn't have fasted on Shabbos, you would have had to fast that Sunday. V'tzarch litin yom acher. Therefore, you need to fast a different day to make up for it. However, v'yesh cholkin al zeh. There are those that disagree. Sviru luhu da'af tainis chovah shu b'yom rishon olalo. That even if Shavuos b'Tamuz happens to fall that Sunday, it counts. You could double dip. V'yichavin b'yom tainis chovah shi'a lo kapar al mashah san b'yom Shabbos, and just have Havana, when you're fasting on Shavuos or B'tamuz, that it's not only for Shavuos or B'tamuz, but it's also for the aver of having fasted on Shabbos. Misha kashalo atainis yachalus mochala mekilin da'olulo, and someone who has difficulty fasting can rely on the mekilin that it does count. Sivkat and Tess, we said that if that Sunday is Chanukah, so then you cannot fast. These are the days where min hadin you're not allowed to fast. Yom Rishon, hu yom shisu tainis bo yinol minug. But if the that Sunday is a day that it's only a minug not to fast, not a din. Kigon yom denisa no siva no isruchag obin yom kibrom lesukos. All the days that shuls try not to say tachlun, right? Meaning whether we should or shouldn't, not say tachlun. Those are the days that it's only a minug, v'chei gavna, then yachal esanos mem tainis tainiso. Then you're supposed to, then you do fast that day to make up for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos. V'gam misana bem tainis chalom, in zorach l'mezo v'acharkach tainis tainiso. And if you fasted a tainis chalom on those days, you're not going to have to fast as a kapara for that, because it's not really so bad, because it's only a minug. Avol misana tainis chalom, b'rosh chodesh, chanuk u'purim v'yom tosheni sholgol, z'chol ha'moed, zorach l'mezo tainis tainiso. But just like if you fast on Shabbos at Tainis Chalom, you're going to have to fast another day to make up for the Avera of fasting on Shabbos. If you fast at Tainis Chalom on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah or on Purim, you're also going to have to fast another day to make up for the Avera of having fasted on those days. O Rosh Chodesh, v'davka shar Rosh Chodesh. When we say Rosh Chodesh, we mean most Rosh Chodeshim. Avol Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but if it happened to have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan, dasa Magen Avram, diyachol esanos bo mishum shu tainis tzadikim. The Magen Avram holds you're allowed to fast Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that's called the tainis tzadikim. Ayin simen tov kuf pei. But Tosefes Shabbos cholik alav, Tosefes Shabbos disagrees, so kazu Magen Avram shom lekaman, dimisha in a regular esanos tainis tzadikim, verilo is a tzarechas v'shalom al yisane bo. Because if that's not your minog to fast every Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so then it becomes just like a regular Rosh Chodesh, where you're not allowed to fast on such a day. Let's the next sifkatan. Yeah, adacharkach sifkat niral. If it's sorch because of lahakdim kol mashiachal, whenever you're going to make up that fast, you should do it as soon as you possibly can. Now let's finish up the Rama. Two lines from the end of the Rama. Yesh omrim mi sheyashin shenis tzaraim v'cholim lo chalom ra. If someone took an afternoon nap and he had a terrible dream in his afternoon Shabbos nap, yisana michatzi ayom al chatzi alayla va'oz yavdil. He should fast from the rest of that Shabbos day until Chatzos Halayla, and then he should say Avdallah. Ubi Yom HaRishon, Yisana Kilu, Yisana Kol Yom HaShabbos. And then on Sunday, he's going to have to fast to make up for the fact that he fasted on Shabbos, even though he wasn't fasting the whole Shabbos. He had his Friday night Suda, he had Shabbos morning Suda. He only fasted the second half of Shabbos, but he did it with Shem Tainis, so he's still going to have to fast on Sunday to make up for it. Sivkot in Yud Beis, Mechatzi Ayom, V'yafal Pikein, Einu Mespalel Anenu Achar Kach. Even though he's fasting now, he does not say Anenu. Ad Chatzi Alayla, V'yesh Mekin Shlilasan Rak Ad Alayla. Some are making that he only has to fast until nightfall. V'yesh Lismachal Zeksha Yom Tov Mosai Shabbos, and we should rely on that if Mosai Shabbos happens to be Yom Tov. V'mechalim Lo B'tchilas Alayla V'ninar. Let's say a person has a dream at the beginning of the night and he wakes up. The shlah is machmir. Not only do you fast the next day, tainis chalom, the rest of that night you should not eat anything. But the Eli Rabbi disagrees. Meaning, if a person has a bad dream at night, the Eli Rabbi says the din is you fast the next day, not that night. So it's a machlokas whether you already start fasting that night. What if the person took a nap after having all three Shabbos meals and had a terrible dream during that nap? So he doesn't eat the rest of Shabbos. He's still going to have to make up a fast on Sunday for having fasted on Shabbos. He didn't really fast on Shabbos. He had three meals at Shabbos. Still, the fact that he didn't eat the rest of Shabbos was because he had a bad dream. That means he's treating it like a fast. Even though you have no requirement to eat anything else for the rest of that Shabbos, you already had all three meals, still, the fact that you're not eating is because you're treating it like a tainus, and for that alone, you need to make up with a different fast. So let's review what we learned today. We said that even though some people fast because of stomach concerns on Shabbos, a person should not fast due to tsar, only if it's because of stomach concerns. People who fast every day. And then we said that if a person had a bad dream himself, he can fast the Tainus Chalom, and then Sunday, again, as a kapara for fasting on Shabbos, unless he's either too weak to fast on Sunday, or Sunday is the day that he's not allowed to fast. And then we said that if you had scary thoughts, don't do Tainus Chalom on Shabbos, and because just assume that the bad dreams were from the scary thoughts, and pregnant people should never do a Tainus Chalom. And then we said that if Sunday is a fast day, there's a machlokas whether fasting that Sunday counts as the both the fast day as well as the extra fast that you need to do for having fasted on Shabbos. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Hey. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
You too, Abby. Thank you. Take care.